I'm Paul Epsom from the Victory Garden on PBS, and here's what's growing this weekend. Lily of the Valley is one of the nicest smelling flowers out there, but it can be quite a spreading machine. Lily of the Valley is actually an infertile plant with no seeds, so it spreads by sending underground shoots called rhizomes into the soil around it. And from those shoots, new plants develop quickly. It spreads fast. What can coexist with them? Well, there are quite a few choices out there. The depth of soil they root in is important. So long as you've got plants that go deeper, you should be fine. I tend to grow, first of all, a whole range of shrubs and trees around them. But when it comes to perennials, you might want to choose those that definitely have deeper roots, like Solomon's seal or the old-fashioned bleeding hearts. Even large ferns can do very, very well as well. Plants that could be at risk are ones that are not quite as vigorous and root at the same depth as Lily of the Valley. Pachysandra would be a fine match for it. Now, in terms of full bulbs, small ones are not going to do well, but larger bulbs like Dutch Master or the King Alfred daffodil have to be planted at least 6 inches. It's beneath the Lily of the Valley roots and they will do quite well. So relax and enjoy Lily of the Valley. It can coexist with other plants. The Victory Garden is funded by Proven Winners. For more on the Victory Garden, go to pbs.org.